From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues a series of messages on the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. In this message, he is focusing on verse 28, one of the most beloved verses in all of the Bible. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. The context is the weaknesses of God's people, especially their physical, temporal problems. The text is also connected to the teaching of the entire chapter, the truth that there is no condemnation to believers in Christ. Because of that, Paul could say, "We know." What peace and assurance this gives to the child of God. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message entitled, Secure in God's Everlasting Arms. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Precious Repentance. The text is found in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 43. And there shall ye remember your ways, and all your doings wherein ye have been defiled. And ye shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that ye have committed. When we are accepted of the Lord, and are standing in the place of favor and peace and safety, then we are led to repent of all our failures and miscarriages toward our gracious God. So precious is repentance that we may call it a diamond of the first water. And this is sweetly promised to the people of God as one most sanctifying result of salvation. He who accepts repentance also gives repentance, and he gives it not out of the bitter box, but from among those wafers made with honey on which he feeds his people. A sense of blood-bought pardon and of undeserved mercy is the best means of dissolving a heart of stone. Are we feeling hard? Let us think of covenant love, and then we shall leave sin, lament sin, and loathe sin. Yea, we shall loathe ourselves for sinning against such infinite love. Let us come to God with this promise of penitence, and ask him to help us to remember and repent, and regret, and return. Oh, that we could enjoy the meltings of holy sorrow! What a relief would a flood of tears be! Lord, smite the rock, or speak to the rock, and cause the waters to flow. From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips have been available on the LTBS radio website, but we are now making available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of it free of charge simply by requesting it. You may email ltbs at freepres.org, that's ltbs at freepres.org, or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns.
And you think you're in free fall. You're not in free fall. Underneath are the everlasting arms. A Christian can never fall out of the everlasting arms. Here is an embrace that will hold the believer with omnipotent strength in life, in death, and for all eternity. Secure in the everlasting arms of God. The message of that great subject and this text of Scripture may be put like this. The Lord comforts His people by assuring them that under His providential control, the events of this life, far from undermining His good purpose for them, are actually the means of accomplishing it. Now let that sink in. This is the comfort God brings to His people. He assures them that He is the God of providence. And in His controlling providence, every event of life, of whatever kind, far from undermining, negating, or destroying, changing God's purpose of grace toward His people, every such event is actually a means in His hand of accomplishing that purpose. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Now, in working out that message, let me break the text up in a very simple way. We know. Here is an established certainty. Now, in verse 26, interestingly, Paul speaks of something we don't know. In verse 26, he says, we don't know how to pray or what to pray for as we ought. We have already looked at that confession of ignorance. We're so weak. We don't even know what to pray for. Many a time there's such a darkness in the circumstances in which we find ourselves. We know we need the Lord. We know that we need the Lord's answer. But we don't even know how to pray and what to pray for as we ought. So there's something we don't know. But here is something that we most assuredly do know. And what it's telling you is there are many times in this life that you don't know what's going on. You can't explain it. There are many times when the details are beyond your comprehension. They're so far beyond that you're brought to a standstill and say, how do I pray? What am I supposed to say about this? I come to the Lord and my heart is open to Him. I want to pray, but I don't even know what to say. I can't make sense of it all. On the details, there's so much that we can't grasp. But on the major issues, we can speak with assurance. We know. This is a major theme throughout the New Testament. You should take your Bible sometime and just list some of the things we know. These are not opinions. These are not the deliberations of some church council. These are not the best thought out theories of human philosophers. These are the divine certainties, the absolute, eternal, immutable verities of the God of glory. For example, Paul could say, I know whom I have believed. I know Him. I'd love to stop and preach in that text. This is my trouble when I list a lot of these things. I'd want to spend a fortnight. You don't know the meaning of the word fortnight, some of you. That's a two-week period. I could spend a fortnight in each of these. We know that we have eternal life. John tells us we know that we know the Lord Jesus. I like that double. We know that we know Him. It's good to know Him. It's good to know that you know Him. He says, we know the truth. We know that the Lord Jesus was manifested to be the propitiation for our sins. We know that we have passed from death unto life. And then in that great statement to the Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians 5, we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We know if we died tonight, it would be absent from the body, it would be present with the Lord. Now I want to tell you, those are great things to know. I'm glad to use the language of the old time fundamentalists. I believe in a no-so salvation. When God says it, that settles it. When God promises it, you can stake your life on it, you can stake your soul on it, you can stake your eternity on it. This is not a theory. This is not some dreamed-up religious system. This is not some theological system. This is the very Word of the living God. We know it. There's a certainty about this. Oh, that we would get the ring of absolute certainty. Oh, the world will want to talk religion to you all day. They'll want to debate with you all day. Away with the debates. This is beyond debate. We know this. And now Paul adds this in our text. One of the greatest things of all that we can know. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. It's a wonderful statement. Now remember I said this connects, the "and" connects this with the greater context. Back to verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now what is that telling you? It's telling you that our ultimate salvation is assured. Now let that sink in. This first verse of Romans 8 is saying, and this is God's word concerning the justified, there is therefore now no condemnation. That doesn't mean a little bit of condemnation. Doesn't mean what the Pope, for example, says it means, that it means there's no condemnation for some sins, but you've got to go for possibly 10 years or 10 million years to purgatory to sweat out some payment for other sins. Doesn't mean that. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Not a scintilla of the wrath of God remains against a justified man or woman. That means our ultimate salvation is certain. It's absolutely assured. Nothing on earth can change that. Nothing among the events of time can alter that. Now, Paul is talking in this chapter, as we'll see, about some mysterious and terrifying events. He's speaking of things that we would hope would never come our way. But he looks over the whole of the possibilities of human life. And he's saying, look at them. Whatever happens, whoever would come to be for you or to be against you, nothing can change this. It's absolutely certain, totally assured, that God's people have eternal salvation. Therefore, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. We know, but how can we be so sure? Is this whistling in the dark? Is this somebody going through a time of trouble and they're latching on to anything they can get a grip of? Is this just somebody really desperate for some ray of hope or comfort? No. This is certain. If you think of I'm sure you've seen these great girders, these great steel girders. You ever seen one of these massive bridges going up? And you see this chasm, and they're going to span this great chasm with this bridge. Then you see the great girders going in, the great foundations upon which that whole structure is going to rest. You can go over the bridge with absolute confidence, unless you live in Minnesota, of course, but we'll not get into that. Wasn't it Minnesota? Somewhere up there. You can go over that with absolute confidence. The things that you really don't look at, they're under there, the girders. And I think of some of the great girders of God that are supporting this text. How can I be so sure? You think of God's person. He stands behind this personally. You think of who He is. In the Trinity of His sacred persons, God, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. In His being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. You think of the infinite, eternal, absolute God. He's the one who says it. You think of God's purpose. Laid down in the councils of eternity. Before ever an angel was created to wing his way to do the will of God, God in Holy Trinity set down in an everlasting purpose His determination for His people. Thank God that eternal purpose gives us certainty. I've mentioned God's providence. I recommend the study of it to you. In His providence, God preserves, God governs, and God directs our affairs to their appointed end according to His everlasting purpose. Never forget, God's purpose and God's providence are not even remotely connected with what the world calls fate. Not remotely connected with it. This is the personal determination of the all-wise God coming with His omnipotent power and directing and governing to the end appointed. We've got His promise, and in Christ we've got His provision. You know, if this verse were not true, the whole scheme of salvation wouldn't be worth the paper it takes to write it down. The work of Christ would be a failure. Justification would be a meaningless mystery. But that's impossible. Therefore, Paul stands back. He looks up to his God. He looks up to his Savior. He hears the word, "There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." He says, "My salvation is eternally secure. We know that all things therefore work together for good to those who love God."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.